Until recently, Central African languages such as Mono, which is spoken in Congo, have had no internationally recognized phonetic representation for a very common sound. It's called the labiodental flap, and it appears in the Mono words for rainbow,
Orange,
hyena,
Oru,
and rubber.
Diva.
That's linguist Ken Olson helping us out. He's convinced the International Phonetic Association to finally give the labiodental flap its own letter in the official alphabet of phonetic symbols. Mr. Olson joins us from Dallas. Thanks very much for being with us.
It's a pleasure to be here.
And what is the sound exactly?
It involves taking the lower lip and bringing it back into the mouth and then bringing it forward quickly, flapping against the upper teeth as it passes the upper teeth.
So just that sound alone would sound like what?
Ala, like that.
Ala.
With your lower lip, not your tongue.
Oh, this is hard. Ala. Well, I'll leave it to the experts.
Okay. Well, it's kind of fun to try.
What does this new symbol look like?
The symbol looks like a V, mm-hmm. but it has a right hook on it, on the right ascender.
And how difficult is it to get the International Phonetic Association to add a symbol to their alphabet?
Well, in the case of the labiodental flap, it's been quite some time. The sound was first documented back in 1907, so it's taken almost 100 years for it to actually get into the IPA.
Are there any other sounds that you know of that, as far as you're concerned, crave recognition with their own phonetic symbol?
The evidence is better for some than for others. One example is what's called a bilabial trill, mm-hmm. something like that. There's a language in eastern Congo called Mongbetu mm-hmm. where you have both a voiced bilabial trill and a voiceless bilabial trill. You hear the difference between those?
It's subtle, but yes.
Uh-huh. The voiceless bilabial trill does not have a symbol. And so the fact that it's a significant speech sound in Mongbetu, that would argue that it should have its own symbol.
I don't mean to put you on the spot, but you have the potential to do a great Donald Duck impersonation.
Oh, yeah, I can do Donald Duck. I also have some good friends of mine have a daughter who's 6 months old, and she makes bilabial trills all the time when she's talking to her.
Oh, my word. I do believe you're the funniest linguist we've had on this program.
Oh, really? Oh,
yes.
Okay. Well, great.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Certainly the first one to do Donald Duck.
Oh, that's great. Okay.
Mr. Olson, thank you very much. And may we wish you many, many labio trills and flaps this holiday season.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Linguist Ken Olson speaking with us from Dallas.